As we go to the communion table this morning, as we usually do, we start out with the words of Paul, which he takes from Jesus. He says in 1 Corinthians 11:23, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, 'This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'" So, this is not a mere practice of, you know, sipping on a cup or eating a piece of broken bread. But it is to be done in remembrance of Jesus. This is not a ceremony, a ritual. To be done mindlessly in the church, but it is an activity of faith in remembering Jesus. Paul goes on to warn of the effect of participating at this table, participating at this table unworthily. It's an adverb. It modifies of the verb. It speaks of the manner of partaking. And Paul describes or defines partaking unworthily as not discerning the Lord's body. So when we come to this table, we are to do it in remembrance of Jesus. And we go to the Word of God this morning, in remembrance of Jesus, as we partake in this wonderful table of grace. that Jesus himself has provided. I want to take us this morning to the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John. Remembering this, on the Mount of Temptation, when Jesus, having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil attempted to tempt him by turning stones, by suggesting that Jesus turn stones into bread that he might eat, that is, in the natural, Jesus' response was quoting scripture wherein he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And in the 26th verse of John 6, it says, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, what he really said was, amen, amen. Don't have any doubt in this. Ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat the loaves and were filled. This Christian walk goes beyond the flesh. Jesus continued and said, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. That word sealed in the Greek is sphratizo. It comes from another word, sphragi. And Strong's tells us that it means a signet, as fencing in or protecting from misappropriation. By implication, the stamp impressed as a mark of privacy or genuineness. The Son of Man shall give unto you, for him has God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye faith, properly translated, on him whom He, that is God the Father, has sent. That Hebrews letter speaks of Jesus, our apostle, sent one. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and faith thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Amen, amen, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. What do you mean? We're all living, Jesus? What do you mean? There is more to life than what we see. And there obviously was more to Jesus than what these people saw. And that bread of God gives life. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that faiths on me shall never thirst. In this life, we have needs. And this bread speaks of the fulfillment of the needs we have in this life. Health, wholeness, wellness, even prosperity. In a word, Shalom in the Hebrew. Isaiah 53 says, the chastisement, that is, that which was required for our restoration, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed, made whole. Jesus came and dwelt among us and understands what life here is like. And he said, he that cometh unto me shall never hunger. We take this bread, remembering Jesus, and what he has done, and we take it by faith. That is acting on the promise of God. That he that cometh unto Jesus shall never hunger. Take it in Jesus' name. And he that faitheth, that faiths on me shall never thirst. This cup represents the life of Jesus, which was given for us. It's a symbol of the blood. Which Jesus provided. The symbol and the blood represents the life. And the life of Jesus worth more than the whole world put together was given for us. Not only in Christ have we provision in this life, but in eternal life as well. For that which requires life with God eternally, is a perfect, clean, righteous life. And in Jesus Christ, we have received such life. Will you take the cup? and looking through it to Jesus, who not only gave himself for us, but gave himself to us. A total act of grace. Nothing on our part which we did to gain it, but faith on him whom God the Father has sealed. Take the cup with me and thank God for his grace today, and as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, we do it in remembrance of Jesus. Amen.